Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Adam Schefter's done with television. Thank goodness. So he's going to humble himself and do some radio. I love it. His weekly visit brought to us by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. We say good morning to Adam Schefter. Hello, Adam.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
We're doing...
Who is that radio mentor that gave you that advice to have 50% love you and 50% hate you?
That was Don Martin.
Don Martin. Oh, yeah, I know. It's the great Don Martin.
Don Martin. All right, so take me through this whole Kaepernick workout. What do you know? Like, yeah, I've heard both sides, you know, this is a sham and this is this. So what do you know from the league and how did this whole thing kind of happen, Adam?
Well, it's possible it's all things here. And what I mean by that is this. Colin Kaepernick found out about the workout on Tuesday. And the NFL is doing what it can, and I guess deserves some applause for basically trying to arrange what is really an unprecedented type of workout. We've never seen an in-season workout for a player who's been out of the league. There are a lot of players who'd like to have workouts. And the league has gone ahead and tried to put this together for him so that he can get in front of teams and work out. So, again, we'll applaud the NFL for that. On the other hand, I say, okay, well, if you're going to arrange a workout for Colin Kaepernick, wouldn't it be nice to let him know and get his feedback on when it would be good for him, what he thinks is a good idea, and not act in a, dictatorial way, saying it's Saturday, 3 o'clock, non-negotiable. No, it can't be the following Saturday. No, it can't be Tuesday. It can't be any other day but this day, at this time, in this city, Atlanta. Like, what's that? What's that? And Saturday, 3 o'clock. So, you're not going to have a single head coach or general manager there because they're getting ready for their game the next day, right? I mean, what head coach or GM is going to be traveling to Atlanta to see a player work out who's been on the street for 2 years and 8 months who hasn't had a visit or a workout with anybody? They're giving up their Saturday, day before a game, to do that? So for the NFL, it seems a little disingenuous, and it seems generous. Like, it seems both. And I don't know whether or not the workout is even going to come off because Colin Kaepernick's representatives wanted the NFL to keep them apprised of who would be attending. The league said they would, according to the Caps refs. The league said they never said that. Bottom line is there are two divergent viewpoints here about what was promised and what wasn't. Okay? There are other issues involved with the workout. It's not a simple thing. And so, ultimately, though, I think the league has Colin Kaepernick trapped a little bit because if he turns it down, the league can claim victory and say, look, we set up a work, we did something unprecedented, something we haven't done for anybody, and the guy's not taking us up on it. On the other hand, if he goes through with it, it's something he wasn't really ready for at that moment. It's not under ideal circumstances, not in front of head coaches and GMs. I think he should take it. It's just not great.
But what's stopping him from organizing and setting up his own workout, where he does it when and where he wants to, with the idea that people will still come out? Why does he have to have the NFL set this up?
Well, again, because I think he's looking for the NFL's blessing here. Maybe that will persuade some teams to send some representatives. But if he sent out his own memo, I think before he might have been shown with everything going on with the league. It's possible to think that. I mean, I that's the only thing I can imagine. And so this has the league's blessing and endorsement. And so it's almost like clearing teams to go ahead and do it. And if they show up, great. And if they don't, that's on them. But yeah, you're right. Like, why couldn't he do it on his own? You know, why couldn't he say, I don't want to do this under the NFL's terms? And maybe he will do that. I'm going to do my own workout on this date in this city. You're all invited. And by the way, you know, he's not signing to play this year anyway. We're talking about a futures contract. So why does he have to get to this Saturday? Why doesn't he work out for teams when some of these teams are done? I'm making this up. The week before the combine in Indianapolis, the week of the combine in Indianapolis, right? Like, it doesn't have to be done now.
Have you gotten a sense, Adam, that if he was given another chance to play in the league, that he would stop, you know, being a crusader, an activist, that he would, you know, toe the company line, so to speak, not be a distraction, not be controversial?
Well, I mean, you know, what's controversial, right? Like, you know, he believes he's doing good. There are many people who believe he's doing good. There are other people that can't stand him. Like, he's a very polarizing figure. I don't think he's going to stop being him. Do I think he's going to behave more along the lines of what teams are want? Probably.
Would he stand for, all right, based on what you know, would he stand for the anthem?
I couldn't even venture a guess there. It's a great question. I don't know the answer to it.
Because, you know, if a team shows interest and they ask him, what are you going to do about the anthem? And he says, yeah, I'm going to keep kneeling. Team's going to say thanks, but no thanks.
You know, I guess what is the policy that the league has come up with? If you're not going to stand, stay in the locker room. And maybe he just stays in the locker room during the anthem.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Adam, how much do you think the success the Baltimore Ravens are having right now with Lamar Jackson and seeing an athlete like Kaepernick, who, by the way, you know, was running a similar offense under Greg Roman, who is now the coordinator for that offense in Baltimore, how much intrigue does that create for this league to say, hey, maybe we can do it a different way like Baltimore's doing it and bring Kaepernick in and kind of change, you know, our philosophical approach to football?
Well, to me, it's something that leagues should be teams should be thinking about. I think the league has evolved that way. It's developed that way. It's gone that way. Like, you know, we've seen quarterbacks running around and making things happen. You just think of how quarterbacks have evolved. So if a team is not thinking along those ways, that they're being closed-minded anyway, right? I mean, look at what some of these guys are doing right now. Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson are taking the league by storm. They run around. Carson Wentz runs around and makes things happen. Mitch Trubisky, though he struggled, runs around and makes things happen. You know, it's not just black-white thing, okay? It's quarterbacks that can win games with legs, and I think teams that have been more open-minded and imaginative about the process, too.
All right, your best bet. Does he get signed to a futures contract for next season?
I would guess no. I mean, you know, nobody's given him a chance for 2 years and 8 months. I don't know why somebody's going to give him a chance. I mean, that's my guess, right? Like, first of all, you know, I'm not even sure the workout's going to happen yet. I'm skeptical of that. Like, right, we don't know. He isn't RSVP'd, yes. I know he tweeted out, oh, I'm looking forward to this. But did you notice his last sentence? He said, I can't wait to see all the head coaches and GMs there. Now, I think maybe it's a mistake to infer emotions from a tweet, but he damn well knows that there's not going to be a head coach and GM there when he tweets that.
Yeah,
he
I know that.
That.
Yeah, that's that part is a great point. Hey, moving off of Colin Kaepernick real quick, is Antonio Brown meeting with the league today?
He is, in Florida.
And what do you expect to come out of that?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. There are two different sides. I spoke to a number of people who believe that, you know, Antonio Brown's not going to play in the NFL again this season. That it's just not going to happen for a variety of reasons. Number one, he was not fully cooperative with the NFL in its investigation. The NFL asked for him to turn over evidence that he did not. He delayed that. Then the league would have to investigate this. Let's just say it found no wrongdoing on his part. It's still going to take him a couple of weeks to clear him. And then, you know, at that point in the season, is anybody going to sign then? I don't know. We'll see. But the chances are the league is going to find something wrong here. The chances are, based on what I've heard about the investigation, if they found any reason to discipline him at all, and they could discipline him for tweeting, or for him tweeting about the NFL the way he has, okay? Tweeting about owners the way he has. I mean, you know, there's some evidence here. That it's just, for me, it's hard to imagine he's going to play again this season. Now, he's so good and so talented that I do believe somebody's going to give him a chance next season. But I don't know that the league is going to have this investigation wrapped up in time for him to play again this year. Now, his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, vehemently denied that. And he called me on Sunday during Sunday NFL Countdown and said, hey, I expect my guy to be cleared and signed shortly thereafter. And that's Drew's viewpoint, and Drew represents his client, and we understand that. I think it's going to take a little longer than that, so Drew and I are on different pages there, but I respect the work he does and his opinion, and we'll see ultimately what the NFL decides to do once it meets with Antonio Brown today.
All right, Adam, man. We appreciate you. No Broncos questions. There you
go. Guys. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right. Adam Schefter. Our NFL ESPN Insider presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.